fun day. I say fun day because I personally believe it's true at this point. I went to the grocery store because I was like, oh man, you know what I could really go for? Everybody has that moment. It's like, what could I really go for right now? So I go to the grocery store, and as I'm walking up, I'm like, this is a nice song that they're playing, because the grocery store plays music. I don't know what radio station or whatever the case may be, but they're playing it, and I'm walking in, and I'm like, this is a good song. And as I walk in, I see an employee there, and she's just jamming away. Like, she's dancing and singing along. I'm like, this is your jam. Like, her good energy just put me in a good mood, you know? It like, projected. Just her overall aura projected on me. So I want to say thank you to that person, because it was a nice way to, like, kickstart the day. If anyone had walked in at that moment, I feel like anyone would have been in a good mood, you know, especially that early in the morning, because I think that they were working, like, overnight. I think they were part of the overnight shift. But nonetheless, I think that it's amazing that they had that kind of energy at that time, you know? Anyway, let's move forward with the day, and I hope everyone's had a fantastic Monday, fantastic weekend. This is episode 301. So you know what I'm going to do for the rest of this week? The whole week, you're going to be able to hear some of the best episodes to date, going all the way back to the beginning, from where it first started on the now known as the Podcaster app. So all of that is going to be able to be heard this week. If you missed something, if you feel like there was an episode that was great or fantastic, you might be able to hear it this week. With that being said, let's make this episode fantastic, because I know that the 300th episode, but you know what? I think that sums up the Daily Shift perfectly. Nothing ever goes as planned. Good show, but nothing ever goes as planned. And that's okay, because it's kind of like life, isn't it? Nothing ever goes the way you plan it. What's that term? I just looked it up earlier. It was like and I was wondering where that term came from. And it just means life is full of surprises. But I can't remember, like, it was a baseball term or something like that. I don't remember. Oh my gosh. Anyway, if I sit here and think about it for the next 7 minutes, I'll get it. But I do want to play that song playing throughout the store, because it was actually a really good song. It was by Bastille, Surviving. What can I say? I'm surviving. I'm sorry. I got into it because I'm definitely playing that today. So you don't want to miss that. That's going to be one of the songs that, so you can still request songs. You can still request them on the Jukebox Radio, My Spin Radio, and of course, Outside the Box Radio. And don't forget about the other amazing shows there for you, for your entertainment. Also, don't forget about the other ways to find this show, the Wisdom app. There's a lot that's happening there, man. There's a lot. The Wisdom app, don't forget about Castbox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, if you ever want to listen to the podcast, so without the filler of the music and things like that. But why would you take away from some of the fun of the show? Plenty of things happening there. We have the question of the day. We have the facts. We have entertainment. A movie that I think you all might enjoy. And a movie that I actually didn't expect to enjoy. I started watching the movie halfway through, and I was like, I haven't seen a lot of Nicolas Cage movies, like, recently. I don't know what's going on, but you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Other than the first Ghost Rider movie, you know, they could have, and it wasn't his fault. It was just some of it. I was like, they could have did something more with that. You know, Anyway, we'll get into that in the entertainment, just like we're going to get into a break right here, right now. All you have to do is keep it locked. This is The Daily Shift, and we'll see you right after the break. Don't move a muscle.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow.
Welcome back to The Daily Shift. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you all for having a fantastic weekend. I am projecting a fantastic weekend onto you, and I'm also projecting a fantastic week. There's some kind of a solar eclipse happening tomorrow, and you can catch that on the news, by the way. I know I want to see that. I'm going to go and check that on the television because I don't know what's going to happen to my vision if I look directly at it. I know one of them blinds you or something like that, and you have to use certain, like, types of glasses or something, and I'm like, you know, and you can make them from home. I would just buy the ones that you need, because if I make it from home, it's going to be like, no, you know, it's like a trial and error type of thing, and that's not something that you want to have a trial and error with, like, oh, well, you know, it might work, it might not. No, I need them to work, because... Like, all of a sudden, it's like, I can't see blue anymore. My favorite color, by the way. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the question of the day. The question of the day is... Actually, I'm going to tie it together. Here we go. Question of the day is, have you ever offended someone by accident? Now, what if they made you those glasses to look at the solar eclipse or lunar eclipse, whichever one blinds you? I think it's the solar eclipse, but I never, like, and this is going to be one of those ones that look like, what's that movie? Oh my gosh. I can't remember the movie. What is happening today? Anyway, it's like a solar eclipse where, like, the moon is just far enough away so you can see the red ring around it. The dead don't die. That's what it's called. With Adam Driver. Now all of a sudden I remember everything. Isn't that the worst when you start remembering everything as you're typing it in? Anyway, that's a different question of the day. But I started remembering it. But yeah, it kind of looks like that, but except it's a solar eclipse. But it's going to have like a red ring around it, and I think that's going to look really cool. I'd want to see that in person, but like I said, I don't know what's going to happen to my vision if I do it. But if somebody made you those glasses to look through them, and it's like, no, it's okay, I'd rather buy them, you know. I've had something like this happen, not with the glasses, but they offered to help me, but they volunteered themselves to help me. It wasn't like, oh, I need help with something. They volunteered themselves, and it's like, no, it's okay, I got it, you know. And it's like, I'm not trying to be rude, it's just like, you know, I straight up told them that. I was like, you're a super nice person, you're super sweet, but I got it, you know. And it's like, well, I kind of take offense to that, or I feel like it's a little rude. And it's like, well, I can't help with that, you know. I can't help if you feel like it's rude. I just straight up told you, like, I'm not trying to be rude, you know. It's just one of those things. When people say, I feel like it's rude, or what if somebody retorted with that? Like, I feel like you are being rude. There's really not much you can do, like, other than just tell them. Like, I mean, you're hearing it straight from the horse's mouth, you know. I'd rather you hear it from me than you go throughout your day thinking, oh, that was rude. Because at least that way, you know, I wasn't trying to be, you know. You got to realize that there are certain different personalities and certain things, and sometimes they might clash. But even then, like, if you hear somebody telling you, that person that with the other personality that might clash with you, if you hear them telling you, hey, I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful or anything like that. And I know what some people are saying. Well, if you're saying that, what's that one thing that people say, like, oh, well, no offense. Oh, well, then you're probably going to say something offensive. But I say, like, well, not to be rude. It's not like every single day I'm walking around, not to be rude. But if I'm saying that, like, and also notice the tone of voice. Like, if they sound aggressive, it's like, well, no offense. Like, you know, like, notice, like, the tone of voice on how they're saying things, because they might be trying to come at you sincerely. Like, they know how they might come off. Because, yeah, let's face it, sometimes you can be rude without trying to be, which is why I, like, you gotta come forth with it and just be like, hey, not to be rude, not to be offensive, you know. It depends on how sincere, also the tone of voice and the situation, of course, like, not to be offensive. Like, you know, it just depends on how that person comes towards the situation and what situation. It varies for everybody. If I say no, not to be rude, it means I'm not trying to be rude. I have nothing else to say to that other than that, you know? So when you go through the day, think about that, like, or if you're finishing your day or go through your morning, whatever the case may be, think about that. Like, have you ever been unintentionally rude to somebody? Because I don't think everybody will just straight up tell you it's a little bit rude. So I do appreciate that. She was like, well, I do think that's a little bit rude. But, you know, we quickly got over it because I think she understood that I was being sincere, especially, like, you know, have an open dialogue about it, you know, talk about it, you know, if you need to, like, you know, like, hey, if that's how you feel, I really can't help that. But I really want you to know I wasn't trying to be, you know, just talk about it, you know. There are some things that you probably can't have such an open dialogue about, but that's for you and that other individual to talk about. Just like I'm going to talk about the facts later, right after this break. You know the many ways to find us. All you have to do is just look, type in your search engine, The Daily Shift, with an exclamation point, or just type in Daily Shift Clutch. Any of these ways, you'll find the show. And the many ways to listen and enjoy or talk live, however you want to do it. I've been meaning to mention this, by the way. There was a question a day about, or it was, I don't remember if it was a question of the day, but I mentioned that I like the soggy fries. And somebody told me, nah, crunchy. Soggy fries all the way. I'm sorry. There's just something about them. They're delicious. They're the best. I'm sorry. Like, especially, anyway, soggy fries are where it's at. Especially if you make them, like, with, chili cheese fries or something, like, or loaded fries. All you have to do is just take a fork. It feels like it's a soup or something. Not a soup. Oh, that's a terrible way to describe fries. Anyway, I am not helping my case against that person. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. You don't want to miss what we have coming up. Why? Because it's the facts. And we will see you right after the break. Keep it locked. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Work on my way. Better way to say hello or goodbye to Monday with a little bit of dancing. I'm sorry, this is The Daily Shift. We have some facts coming up just for you. If you want to follow along, it's going to be ctmovingandstorage.com. C-T-M-O-V-I-N-G and storage.com. So let's get into these facts. Going to be 15 interesting moving facts just for you. So here we go. Number one, did you know that the average person will move 11.7 times in their life? Okay, wait a minute. I want to stop right there because that doesn't even begin to make sense. Where did the 0.7 come from? I feel like, did you start moving some stuff? Oh, okay, I guess, you know, that's it. No, even if you move, you completely move. Like, are you like, that doesn't make any sense. Where did the 0.7 come from? I wish there was, it doesn't even explain a little bit more. Because it doesn't go any further than that. It just says 11.7 times in their life. Where did the 0.7 come from? This segment is going to be called the 0.7. If you move from one place to, it doesn't matter if you bring all of your stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, if you yourself, the individual, like, oh, I'm going to just leave, like, here, I'm going to just leave my arm here. I'm going to just, you know what? What? How do you only leave 0.7 of your body somewhere else or move only 0.7 of it? That doesn't make any sense. I'm going to have to do research on that because that math ain't adding up. Number two, half of all moves happen between May and September. And I wonder why that is. I really do. Like, I don't have an answer for that. I don't even have a joke. That's like, is it because, like, it's, that's a time where people are just moving? Like, well, actually, I mean, I would assume because, like, for most areas, that's when, like, school is out. So maybe after they finish school, they're moving, like, relocating to college or so, you know, maybe that could be why. Number three. Typical household moves contain at least 6,500 pounds worth of movable items. So if you ever want a good workout, there you go. 6,500 pounds worth of movable items. Like, I mean, if somebody ever says, like, oh, hey, man, do you want to help me? Well, you got to carry 4,000 of those pounds. I'll do the other 2,000. Like, I can't. Wow. 6,500. Number four, moving is the third most stressful event in a person's life. What surpasses that? I wish they would give a little bit more information here because, I mean, moving, yeah, that's obviously, like, I mean, like I just mentioned, when a friend asks you to help move, it's something that, I mean, you got to be really good friends at that point. Like, I remember, like, I helped my friend Joe move. He was on the third floor and, he had a couch, and I'll never forget this. Like, he just let the couch almost fall on me. Like, he just, like he was like, okay, you got it. Like, I was walking down the steps with it, and like, we had to hold it at an angle. I don't remember, but like, I never could get like a good grip on it. Like, the only thing I had, like, a good, like, I had, like, one of the little tiny legs that, like, that were on the couch. And then, like, but the other side was just, like, kept slipping away. I think that should have been, like, the first thing we tried to move. Like, where we had our energy up and also where we weren't sweaty and stuff like that. Because at that point, like, I couldn't get, I was, like, grabbing this thing. Like, I was, like, trying to sink my hands into it. At a certain point, I was ready to use my teeth just to get a better grip. It was insane. number five, renters move more than owners. I mean, well, that goes without saying if you're renting. Number six, Friday is the most popular moving day. You see, I would prefer to move during a weekday. During a weekday because there's less traffic because people at work or at school or whatever the case may be, there's less traffic. So when you have that truck, that moving truck or whatever the case, you don't have to worry as much. It's just so much easier for you to just get in, get out without like bumping into somebody in the hallway or having to wait behind people or anything like that in traffic. Because let's face it, you want to get it done. But I would prefer a weekday, but Friday is the most popular. So number seven, there are over 7,000 legal movers in the U.S. So, I mean, if there's ever a business that you want to get into, there you go. Number eight, and then I'll let you read the rest from there. Number eight, let's stop at an even number. Every year in the U.S., one out of every three renters move every year. So just imagine all the people, if you're in an apartment, all the people on your floor, one out of every three, and there's four, right? Four, around four on every floor. So one out of three are going to move. So if it's a three-story building, there you go. Three people are probably going to be moving every year. Should we just go up to 10? Let's go up to 10. Number nine, about 40 million Americans move every year, making up 17% of the U.S. population. And number 10, 40% of all moves in the U.S. are work-related. Really? 40%? Huh. Okay. That's an interesting one. I didn't know that, like 40%. Anyway, let's not get into stats and statistics here. With stats is the same thing. You know what I mean. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have some entertainment just for you, just for your ears. All you have to do is keep it locked right here. You know the many ways to find us: CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music. Don't forget about the Jukebox Radio, MySpin Radio, Outside the Box Radio. If you want to request any music, you can do so right there. Also, don't forget about the Wisdom app, where I'm just on there. We talk, we chat, and just talk to each other. It's the same thing, Daily Shift. And, of course, Podcaster. You can check out the show there. If you don't want to listen to any music, you just want to listen to me talk for whatever reason, people are going to have you analyzed. you can do so right there at Podcaster and CastBox and Stitcher and iTunes Music and so many other fantastic ways, just like there's so many fantastic ways to listen to this show. We're going to see you right after the break. Don't move, because we have the entertainment coming up.
You got plans tonight. I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and
I was thinking I could The Daily Shift, well, we have the entertainment just for you, made for you, and made for your enjoyment, which I hope you do enjoy. Before we get into the movie, don't forget about things happening tomorrow. Like, for example, you can watch the solar eclipse. I think it's a solar eclipse. I never looked it up. But it is happening. Don't forget about, also, if you enjoy the series Loki like I did, that's also going to be out for your enjoyment. Not tomorrow, but it's going to be out soon. I don't want to jinx this one, because this is a show that I personally watch, and I feel like anytime I mention something that I enjoy, it gets taken away from me. Like, I say I enjoy this series, all of a sudden it's gone. I don't want that to happen. But I know this has happened to other people before too, where you miss an episode of something, and then it just kind of brings down your week or your weekend just a little bit, because it's like, and I know it's not on hiatus, because I see the episode, like what it's supposed to be called and stuff, and then they have episode 5 gearing up and ready, like it's there. But for whatever reason, it's not playing for me. I get an error code. It's breaking my spirit. Like, it ruined my weekend knowing that I couldn't watch this. But hopefully it'll be fixed by this upcoming weekend. But nonetheless, like, I have to wait that long just to watch this, you know? I don't want to wait. I want to watch it now. We're in today's society. I should be able to just turn it on and enjoy. It's not fair. I will say that. It's not fair at all. What's not fair is that I'm keeping the movie from you. So the movie of the week, I want to say, is Blue Beetle. Blue Beetle, it was a fun movie. It was enjoyable. I see DC stepping up. It has that Guardian of the Galaxy kind of feel to it. You know? That's and I like when it first came on, I was like, okay, that's what I'm feeling right now. It has that Guardian of the Galaxy kind of feel. So if you like Guardians of the Galaxy, you might like this. It was enjoyable, you know. I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm trying to be careful with my wording here. It had enough action. It wasn't like slow moving or I think it went the right pace to get into the story, you know. A lot of it, actually, yeah, no, it went the right pace, you know. It was kind of some of it like was like really? Like that's how, okay. Like when certain things happened and like you'll see like if you go and watch it, keep in mind the ratings of these things. But it was different. The way they went about it was different. I was like, really? Like just gonna just hand that over, huh? So anyway, I give this movie probably a 7.5 out of 10. Worth the watch, in my opinion. Hopefully you watch it. Hopefully you enjoy it. Hopefully you enjoy your week as we get started. Your hopefully you enjoy your Monday and your well, your Monday night. And if you're heading into Tuesday, well, I hope you enjoy your Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Daily Shift. Enjoy your day, enjoy your morning, enjoy your afternoon. If it's nighttime for you and you're heading to bed, well, then good night. But if it's morning and you're just about to get your day started, then good morning. This is the Daily Shift. We will see you next time. You take your ass.